May 12th. Mr. Neesley, can you lead us in the pledge, please?
Sure. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Councilmember Bujwal.
Here.
Councilmember Richard.
Here.
Councilmember Neesley.
Here.
Attorney Costa.
Here.
Mayor Norman. Mayor Pro Temp Rhodes.
Here. Shane.
Andre.
Oh, Councilmember Andre.
He is absent. We went over the minutes last week, no changes. Got a copy of it in your package, I need a motion to adopt the minutes from April 14th.
Second.
A motion, second. All in favor? Oh, we need a, anybody from the audience have anything about the minutes?
Anybody in the back?
Anybody in the back row? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right, next we got approval of the minutes for special meeting, April 22nd. Just say public hearing first, right? Anybody got anything about the minutes? One second.
Hello.
Mr. Neesley? Mr. Richard? Comments? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? It's like the ayes have. All right, Public Works Committee, we went over this last time. The only thing we really had was a police station. Talked to Joey before he left, and he said they were trying to catch up, and they were doing a pretty good job of catching up on it, so
we are making progress. I don't think the rain is going to slow them down a whole lot now, right?
Yeah, they should be able to keep moving, so I don't think the weather's going to affect it at all, so hopefully we'll keep that open. And I signed the biggest check of my life today, just to let y'all know. Paperwork check. Anybody else got anything in the Public Works? All right, planning and zoning. Talked about this, Mr. Wilford Abear. He wants to build a carport in the rear of his house. He's a variance on the rear setback. Yep, recommend in favor by the planning commission.
That's the move.
Second.
Got a movement in the second to accept this. Any comments? Public, or comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Ayes have.
Number two is variance request from Brian Aguilar to build a patio. He's encroaching on the servitude, which is another one that was passed by the planning and zoning committee favorably. As you can see on the map, what he wants to do. Mr. Richard moves to accept as is. Second.
Aye.
Second by Mr. Neesley. Comment? Back row. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? And I think this one is, this is to build a fence. Genevieve O'Neill, Arlene's Quarters. Planning Commission pretty much gave carte blanche on this to anybody in the back that wants to build that fence.
So moved.
Mr. Bujwal, second by Mr. Richard. Comments? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Anybody else in the planning zone? Next, we have Finance Committee. We discussed the auctioning of the sewer jetter. I think I'll give it to Joey when he gets back. I think we're all in favor of trying to get my auction thing off and just see what we can get. We'll set a minimum one.
Yeah.
And then we'll go from there. Second under Finance, attached is your mayor in your package. The mayor rolled out his budget message, so it's in your packages. For you to review. And the mayor will be back on the 15th. If we have any questions, we can talk to him.
Anything else on the finance?
Personnel?
I have one.
And I'd like to say, so that it can be included in the official minutes, I just want the minutes to reflect that interim police chief Richard Johnson was sworn in officially on April 30th by retired Louisiana Supreme Court Justice Kitty Campbell. And the ceremony was held at the courthouse in Fort Allen because of space restrictions here with the construction project.
Anything else on the personnel? Recreation Committee, I don't have anything.
Panthers win.
Yeah, Brew, the baseball team's going to state.
And we have put money in this present year's budget for six more benches at Alexander Park, and they have arrived. Recreation Department does have them, and the staff from the Recreation Department will be installing those benches in the park.
Great. Anybody else? All right. Police Committee. Carrie, do you have anything? I'm going to let Richie, got anything, Police Committee?
Those three things.
You want me to go through?
About these three.
Yeah. I can handle either way. Richie hired Paul Marino as Assistant Chief of Police. Yeah, that's an unpaid position. And is hired at the chief's discretion. We talked last week about hiring an auditor to do our police department audit. Had the police department ready to go, haul everything out front for the new chief. We talked last week about cost. And I talked to Mr. Don about it a little bit. I think we need to come up with a scope. And Rich, maybe you can help us with that and get with the mayor and maybe one of us councilmen.
The chairman of the police committee, I think.
Yeah.
You and the mayor.
And get a little small committee together and let's come up with a scope of the audit so we can present it to the audit firm and get a price, maybe set like a bid or something, and then maybe set a limit, like Mr. Don was saying, to see where we need to go on that.
And make sure that when y'all do, or when the mayor meets with him, we'll find out that he can do it and have it completed, report written by the end of the year.
Yeah.
Or by the new chiefs.
Which will be the end of the November. Calendar year, right.
No, he actually takes over the day after.
The day after election.
Because of the Langfield, running fire coming.
Right. Okay.
The primary election is in November, so you probably have to say they have.
October 30th.
October 31st. Yeah.
By, I would say, the town meeting. Prior to the election.
Yeah, we can put that date on it.
So y'all need to do this right pretty quick, Mark, to get engaged. Also, we need to contact the legislative auditor's office when we engage them to make sure that they're aware.
They know it's on. Is that okay with you, Rich?
That's right. Now, I mean, we have people, representing staff on hand to assist in the physical part of it.
In regards to that, you've already done a great job, in my mind, in terms of the inventory and stuff. And I also appreciate the communication you've given us since you came in. I mean, that's been very beneficial. And the operating procedures that you've changed and all, I think, are great.
Yeah, we appreciate the transparency. And I think one of the main reasons I want you involved in it, you're pretty much doing the audit now.
Yeah.
So from that standpoint, I don't think we need to go get somebody to go and say, well, do an audit of all your equipment and have them go around doing an audit of all the equipment. That's what you're for, and that's what you're doing now, and you're doing a good job at it. So I think when we determine the scope of this thing, and correct me if I'm wrong, I mean, if they say we need to do an audit of all equipment, then you can present it to them, then you save us a lot of money. I mean, yeah. There's no reason for them to go do it if we've already done it.
My thought behind it is they can validate it. That's what I'm trying to do. Yeah, I just want somebody to give it a stamp of approval and say, yeah, we agree. Mm-hmm. So it's not, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, that is my.
They'd be saying great.
I don't know what you call that, but yeah.
Yeah, like I said, I think you're going to help them out.
Certified and validated.
Yeah, so when we come up with that scope, I think we need to tell them kind of what we have.
Right.
That way they can make them more educated.
Yeah. And how far back are we going to go and look at things? We need to have a time frame that they're going to look at too. They're going to have that for the price anyway.
Yeah.
And I mean, like I said, if they can get, you know, if they, maybe they'll work with us, and if they can say, look, if you guys can do A, B, and C for us, that'll cut the cost.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and we,
yeah, they may
be here. We just, you know, just. Yep.
I don't think we ought to look any further back than this fiscal year. I think we need to go forward from here and not backwards. You know, I don't know.
I mean, let's just talk to them.
Yeah.
My main thing would be weapons, serial number items, big like that. That just, you know.
Yeah, I mean, let the chief be the judge of that and give them, okay, if we go back this far, how much is it going to cost us?
Right.
If we go back this far, how much is it going to cost us? If we go back this far, he finally has some options to present to y'all.
I mean, like I said at the committee meeting, there's truly no list to gauge it against. That's the problem. I could come and give you a big list, but that doesn't mean anything to you other than I can physically put my hand on these items today. I don't know what the items should be. So I think the auditor could help us. I mean, we could do the same thing by going to them and say, give us every invoice the police department's ever got. I mean, we'll do whatever. And if the auditor gives us, maybe they'll give us some options to say, look, if you guys handle this part, it'll cut the cost in half. Or if you do, you know.
Yeah, maybe like Fish was saying in the last committee meeting about having a full-fledged audit, having a review, and having a compilation. Maybe we can do a full-fledged audit on last fiscal year and just a review of the previous year, as opposed to a full-fledged audit of that previous year, to kind of give us an idea.
I mean, I have no shame about audit of operating procedures. I don't need an audit firm to come tell me what the operating procedures should be. That would be a waste of money.
The physical inventory is probably more important than the physical inventory.
Right. And then the financial piece is kind of through the town.
Yeah,
so that's already done, budget-wise and all that. So those are just things that I wanted to throw out to make sure we had them out on the table for when you guys meet. We can all throw it out and talk about it and scope. And
I mean, unless I'm just absolutely nuts, I can't see that would cost more than 10 grand, but maybe I'm nuts.
That's around the figure. I'm thinking that we all said it now. I talked to Scott about it today.
I didn't pull that from anywhere.
Yeah, because Debbie, you said our normal audit, which audits the administration and the police department, costs $11,000 or something?
It was about $11,000,
$12,000. And I mean, you have that audit, that doesn't need to be redone.
Yeah, we don't want redundancy in what the firm in Lafayette's going.
Yeah.
I think the scope's going to drive it all like you talked about, so we'll just see what
Yeah, y'all just get together and come up.
I would definitely say, you know, stuff like firearms, no, without a doubt. That's just common sense things that we should put our hands on.
Right.
That kind of stuff.
That's,
yep.
Anyway.
All right, and then the final thing is reducing that part-time officers from 5 to 4.
If y'all want me to talk about that.
Yeah, if you want to go over that real quick.
Basically, looking through the budget, I found out that there was another position hired for a fifth person, part-time. That person was supposed to come in and help with some transition between buildings. I don't see any need for that. The person has never drawn a paycheck. So it's not I don't even know the person. It's some employee of the Blackman Police Department. They have never worked 1 hour, never drew one paycheck. I would rather get them off of the books because my intent for the budget is to come in and ask that we bring, right now you have all of those officers, including this one that we're trying to cut out. That person was hired at $15 an hour. Well, I mean, we have officers who are part-time paid at 11 something that's been here for a long time.
Yeah, that's not right.
Been here how long?
9 years,
and he's at 11 something. So my plan is to get ahead of myself is to, when we come in for the budget, I've already put as a request in the budget to take those four officers, which the five total $68 an hour, $68.33 I think is their total salary an hour. If we get rid of the fifth person, come down to four, consolidate and bring them all up to 15 even,
it's $60
an hour,
$60,000
a year, right, or something like that. So anyway, it's not cutting a particular person out of a job. They've never drawn a check. So
right.
I just don't see any need for that person.
So we need to vote on that?
Yeah, I think we need to vote on that since we voted to accept
that. We do.
Second. Wait, so what's the motion?
Eliminate
part-time, go from 5 to 4 part-timers.
Okay, so you're eliminating the position.
A position, yeah, it's just technically like an administrator. It wasn't a police officer.
It was administrative, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do we need a motion on the audit that the chairman, police chief, and the mayor get together and put together a scope? And
you do something? I don't think that's just
I don't think so.
Unless we want to, the motion to...
When you do hire the person.
Oh, yeah. I think they can present to us the scope, and then we'll talk about that motion back then.
We just consider them.
Yeah. Okay, so we have a motion, second. We have any public comment? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Ayes have it.
Anything else on the police committee? All right, Governmental Affairs Committee, named the West Side Journal as the official journal for town group.
Yeah, I got a comment about that.
Let's eliminate his head. I'm still moved.
Ms. Richard? Second. All right, we have a motion, second, for West Side Journal's official journal. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Ayes have it.
Oh, you took public comment.
Yeah, that was a public comment.
Public comment, I made him to a meeting.
Eliminate his position.
All right, veto ordinances, I don't know of any. Hearing and final action on ordinances, we had the budget adjustments we talked about in the last committee meeting. And I think it was one change, right, Deb?
Yeah, it was just...
On the special projects?
I put $80,000.
Yeah, she had put $80,000, and it's $85,000 on the estimated budget on the special projects and drainage.
The adjustments aren't changing.
I'm sorry?
The adjustments do not change.
Yeah, so the adjustments don't change.
You put sidewalk money in there, huh? Put sidewalk money?
This is the budget we're dealing with right now.
The present year.
Okay.
Okay, do we have a motion to accept the budget adjustment?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Meisler.
Second.
Second by Mr. Richard. Open the floor, any public comment? Any comments from the council? We do roll call on ordinances? Roll call vote to accept the budget adjustments.
Councilmember Meisler?
Yes.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Yes.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
Councilmember Bushaw?
Yes.
All right, passes. Next, ordinance number three, chapter two, code of procedure for mayor's court. We changing the time of appeal, if I'm not mistaken? Yep.
You said we've already been doing this, but the printed word...
We've been doing this, and I would just, I apologize, I would like to recommend we make a pen and ink change, that we reverse the 30 in print and the 30 in numbers, and we put 30 in numbers in parentheses behind the 30 in word.
Yes. That doesn't require anything special, does it?
No, but...
After 30 or after days? Where does it go?
No, it goes after 30.
Okay.
Okay, we have a motion by Ms. Boudoir.
Second.
Second by Mr. Richard. Any public comments? Comments from the council? New roll call vote, please, for ordinance number three, 2014, to revise the code of procedure for mayor's court.
Mayor Pro Tem Rhodes?
Yes.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
Councilmember Bushaw?
Yes.
Councilmember Meisler?
Yes.
All right, so that passed. Introduction of ordinances. We need to introduce these separately, right? Ordinance number four of 2014, general fund for 2014-15 budget.
We'll do that.
Ms. Boudoir will introduce that. Second, we have ordinance number five of 2014, sewer 2014-15 budget.
I'll introduce.
Meisler, introduce that.
All right, resolution and recommendations, resolution number three of 2014 in the ad valorem tax. The one we do not collect, if I'm not mistaken. Do we have a motion?
I'll move.
Mr. Richard? And a second?
Second.
Mr. Nieto, second. Any public comment? A motion and a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? It's easy not to tax, huh? Department reports, fire department?
Calls for the month of April. First aid calls inside the town, we had seven. Outside, we had 12. Fire calls inside the town, we had none. Outside, none. Had grass and trash fires, we had two. Alarm activation, no fire, had one. No motor vehicle crashes. For month, we had 22 calls, and for the year, we had 101.
That was a good month.
Hey, are we going to still get reports?
I haven't been told what I need to come to the meeting about. You can get the paperwork if you want.
I was just, you know, it kind of keeps us up with what's going on. I'm just wondering.
We, this report is generated through, from a reporting that we do in the department. And it's sent to Debbie every month.
So it could still be included?
The report, for sure. Whether I come here, or Charles, or Kenny, or whoever's going to be the number two guy, you know, that's going to be their choice.
All that's still rolling along, huh?
Still rolling, still moving. You know, we have a drop dead date of July 1st. So, far as I know, everything's still on schedule. Still on schedule.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Chief. Anybody else in the fire department? Next, police department?
Like the motion that we make, Chief Alba, he comes to the meeting.
Right.
Especially committed meeting. Month of April, we had seven wrecks, or crashes, as they call them now. Six bench warrants recovered. Two damages to properties, two thefts, a bike and a lawnmower. Three juvenile matters, five traffic arrests, 10 miscellaneous calls. Total calls, 35. Total citations, 173 written, and total violations, 198. Morning. I'm on the spot.
That's all I got, police department. Got anything else? Anybody else? Richie, thanks for your transparency. We really appreciate that. It does make our life a lot easier when we get questions answered before the questions hit us.
Well, it helps out you guys contact us too when you have constituents who have issues and doesn't follow the meeting. So, thank you guys.
Yep.
And thanks for the troubles that we get. Thank you.
Yeah, mayor's report. I guess I'm a lousy mayor because I really don't have a whole lot in terms of what I talked about in the meeting. So I did do mayor's court today. That means anything. I did do something. Sounded a lot of tickets.
Y'all have them?
Yeah. Yeah, we had four people. Yeah, it was relevant.
No trials.
No trials.
Only about.
Couple guilties, couple innocents.
Five arraignments, so.
Anybody else have anything they want to do on the mayor's report? Remarks of personal privilege? Anybody?
I've got something for the Cameron Police Chief. Your guys is working for you, everyone. It's an outstanding job as fire department. You work hand in hand on calls. We back them up, they back us up. At the end of the day, we're the only ones out here. So, on stage, your office, are doing a great job.
Thank you. Good group of guys.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Mine, back row.
I do have one thing. I am going to miss the committee meetings for the I've spoken to the mayor, and he did not feel like we should have a substitute town attorney there for the committee meetings. So I will be here for the mayor's court on the night. I'll be back in town, and I'll go to the council meeting. I'll be halfway around the world in Australia.
Is that Rogan?
Yeah, that's Rogan.
Wow.
We don't start up anything before you leave. We gotta deal with that.
I worry if you won't.
All right, announcements. Memorial Day holiday for the town will be May 26th. Office will be closed. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Move.
By Mr. Richard.
Second.
Second by Mr. Nisa. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
6:53.
Adjourn.
Yeah, you guys are out of.